A long time ago, there was a group of people who came to North America from France. They settled at a place called Port Royal and started to fish and farm. These people worked hard and started to clear the land for their children and their children's children. They soon needed to expand and started villages in places called Beaubassin and Cobequid. Eventually, there were French fishermen moved to Little Ile Saint-Jean to the north. They liked it here, but were a bit lonely, so they decided to settle and have families. There would be trips to Acadie to go courting, and soon the girls started to tell the families they left behind about this wonderful place they were living in. The wars in Europe spilled over into Acadie, and when the English started hassling the Acadians, a lot of them needed a new place to live in, and they looked to this little island just across the water as a refuge from trouble. The Acadians were hard-working farmers. They did not want to fight wars. They wanted to be happy. By 1752, there was an awful lot of people moving to this little island. In fact, the whole village of Cobequid came here. They were happy here. They worked with their friends and neighbors and brought something really special with them: their music. I can close my eyes and see them in my mind, cutting down the trees, feeding the chickens, looking in the woods for the team of oxen that broke down the fence, walking as a family to mass, and in the evenings, a chap by the name of Chasson sits out on his doorstep and starts playing his fiddle. It is a quiet evening, and his neighbors hear him playing only to the stars. His fingers fly across the strings. Everyone starts to think of different things. They might think of the days gone by back in Acadie. The old people might even reflect back to when they were children in France. The neighbors start to travel towards the music. Joseph comes by his boat. Pierre and Marie come across the river by canoe. Jean-Baptiste, his brothers and sisters walk along the shore. Charles and his lovely wife Anne light their lantern and come through the woods. They bring what they have with them. A hide stretched over a pot makes a drum. Joseph has his jus harp. And of course, there are the spoons. The smiles and laughter takes the edge off a hard day. The evening's fun makes it that much easier to go to work the next day. But in 1758, there is not a next day. Louisbourg has fallen. Lord Rollo has orders to move all the French off the island. Some sneak away and hide in other places, but most of them are taken to France. The neighborhood is deserted and the music hides. Some die on the long trip across the Atlantic, some of disease and exposure, others in sinking and wrecks. But the survivors never forget their river, and just because the English now own their island, it does not stop the families from sneaking back to their beautiful lands. They come back and bring others with them to start all over again. The river is special. While they are away, the water guards the music. When they return, they hear the music in the wind, in the trees, in the lapping of the water. The fiddler comes back and hears his old tunes again. He hears it in the gulls and the crows and the geese. He hears it in the wheat, blowing in the wind, when it starts to grow again. And he hears it in the happy voices of his friends and neighbors. The fiddler plays in on a doorstep, in his kitchen, and on the shore. He teaches his music to his family. His children are healthy, talented, and clever. They learn quickly, and they teach their children, and their children teach their children. A little over 200 years later, the magic grows and shines and is shared by thousands and thousands of people. Joe Pete and Roddy Chasen decide to share their heritage with others, and along with Bishop Faber McDonald, start a festival. They share the proceeds with all who wish to learn, and they provide lessons to all who wish to work hard and learn to play for others and share. The music is different 200 years on. It has evolved into a style all of its own, and that makes it special. It would be boring if everyone played the same tune, the same way, all the time. Later, it was Kenny, Kevin, and Peter, their uncles, brothers, sisters, and cousins playing the fiddle and the piano and dancing. Today, the young people are far too numerous to count. All musical, and all special people because they share their talents with others. I hope to live to be an old age to hear JJ's children play because he really has it in the genes. I like to sit along the Fortune River below the little French cemetery when I could and picture the first Chasen man sitting on his doorstep playing a set and thinking of the future. He must have played nothing but jigs and reels.